Oh, the other awful thing about when my wife passed away was that 2 weeks after she died, it was the week leading up to Mother's Day, which, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I called the school and I talked to them and said, oh yeah, you can't bring her to school. She's got to go out of school this week. You got to take her out of town. It's too soon. Go do something fun. And my wife is from Chicago. So her whole family still lives here. I have this amazing network of, it's a gigantic Irish brood and they are fantastic. And so my daughter has all these amazing cousins and aunts. And so I said, we're going to Chicago all week and you're going to have adventures and running around. And we did. It was fun. Museums and parks and sleepovers and all kinds of nuttiness. And she had such a good time. And I kept her mind off of Mother's Day. I fucking did it. And I got to that Sunday, Mother's Day itself, where I'm like, I'm going to spend Mother's Day. We'll be at the airport and we'll travel. And I'll make that day really fun. And I'll fill that with adventure. And I'll keep her mind off it all day. And we'll be home and we'll deal with this all again next year, step by step. So now we're at the airport. We're walking up to the security gate. I'm like, I think I pulled this off. Here, sweetie, here's your ticket. Give her your ticket. She loves to hand up her ticket. Here it is. So I go, here's your ticket. She gives the gate lady her ticket. I give the gate lady my ticket. She's a very old, sweet Polish woman. And we're walking onto the plane. Just as we're about to go down the tunnel, her hand falls on my shoulder. And she says, I hear what happened to your wife. She looks at Alice, to your mother, to be without your mother on Mother's Day. My mother died when I was your age. I never get over it. I'm still so sad. My father never get over it. It broke him. He died alone. But when you are sad, what I tell myself is that also there are so many other sad people. Okay, have nice flight. And we get on the plane and Alice is crying and I'm crying. It was just this nightmare. And, you know, ever since then, every major holiday, I live in fear that this Polish woman of doom is just gonna fucking rear up and just ruin. Like, Halloween this year, we went trick-or-treating. Every door I knocked on, I thought it would open up. Little girl! Oh! Halloween without my mother. It is the saddest thing. Everyone that's dressed as a ghost, I want to look under this sheet. Are you my mother under this sheet? They never are. My mother is never under this sheet. Here is some candy from my country. It is made from birch bark and ink. It is called Don't. Oh, little girl. Take her to the mall. Take her to the mall at Christmas, put her on Santa's lap, beard comes off. It is me! Oh, Christmas without my mother is the saddest thing in the world, don't you agree? Every stocking is hung by the chimney with tragedy. There will never be a walnut or a tangerine in the toe. Oh, little girl. The loneliness pushed my father into a spectrum of sexuality called beyond gay. Little girl. Fucking Arbor Day. I'm in the tree. God damn it. Oh. Yes. Arbor Day without my mother. Jesus Christ.